Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC, and Daphne, with Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Happy New Year!
And insurance professional, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Happy New Year, and what's on the agenda today?
Oh my gosh, you guys have both said Happy New Year, so I'll just get right to it, because, you know, it is a Happy New Year. And I was watching Jimmy Fallon the other night, and Jimmy Fallon said, you know, 2022 has got to be such a great year because 2021 was so bad. Now, we're going to have like a fireside chat today because, first of all, I don't think 2021 was that bad. Let's think about some good things that happened in 2021.
Okay.
First of all, our stock market started to come back from the big drop it took in February and March. Some of our schools started reopening, although with new challenges. Some of our restaurants and some of our entertainment venues started to reopen, even with lower capacities. Unemployment started to come down with businesses reopening. Vaccinations appear to be helping to reduce the strain on our healthcare facilities and on our healthcare providers. And then last but not least, Alabama earned its spot in the national championship playoff. So,
was there a question about that, Gary?
Well, if Jim were here, he would say Roll Tide. I know you're an Auburn fan and I'm a Jags fan. That's okay. So, yes, 2021 was a big old challenging year. And that's just one of the things that can happen when you retire. So, that's one of the things we tell people. You know, plan for everything that you think you can control, but then there's some things you can't control. So I just told you what was good about last year. Let's talk about some bad things that happened last year. First, we had the highest inflation in over a decade. I think the figure that they quoted the other day was right up around 6% for the year. We had the highest increase in Medicare premiums in 40 years. Our Medicare premiums for our Part B went from $158 a month to $170 a month. We had new strains of COVID that evolved. We had a record number of people leaving their jobs, and Auburn had the worst losing streak that it's had in many years. Now, that just means that Auburn's probably going to have a better year this year. So if you're an Auburn fan, don't despair. You got a new coach. He's got challenges. Every new coach does. But coaching is just like coaching for financial success. You know, you want to find somebody that can help you weather the storm when things change. And that's one of the things that we help people do. We help people make plans. We help people review those plans, and we help people make adjustment in those plans so that when you are enjoying retirement, when you do have things like COVID and other things that whack you upside the head and challenge your ability to pay your bills, to keep your money growing, that we help you look at things like that. One thing that people were finding last year is some people lost their jobs or had to retire early or wanted to retire early. Vicki, you were talking to me about this in the office, about people that just at the end of this last year, more people just quit their jobs for various reasons.
They did. November, actually, in some of the books and reports that I read, actually said that November had a record number of employees leaving their jobs, which is kind of surprising, but I don't think that it's unexpected.
Could have been from the vaccine.
Could have been. Many different things. Vaccine requirements, you know, that's without getting too political in that, but, you know, that's really hurt a lot of people and really could hurt you in retirement, near retirement, or heck, even if you're years away from retirement. I mean, you know, millennials are still trying to have a hard time just doing the day-to-day things, although I do think that they helped contribute to some of the real estate that was being bought this past year in 2021. I mean, Gary, we are like in our third year of this craziness. And yeah, that's about the only way to describe it. You know, I mean, who would have thought 3 years ago that we would have had to wear a mask, talk about mandates, be restricted, have our restaurants closed, have to make a decision between our job to pay for our essentials or you know, be forced into doing something that we might go against in our beliefs and all. But definitely, I think, in my opinion, I think last year could be remembered kind of as a turning point for some people, and especially small businesses, Gary. Don't forget them. Because so many people that were relying on their jobs had to let their employees go, you know, and I'm sure that was very tough for them. So I would think now would be a good time to start, even if you hadn't thought about it, and just relook over some of the things from last year that may have affected you and your family.
And those of you at Safe Harbor Financial Services can help with that look back, that look over, that portfolio review. All our radio program listeners have to do is pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
That's 251-625-1226.
Toll free is available if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And of course, go to our website, Ask Jim Bird. That's BYRD, askjimbird.com. There's plenty of beginning information there about things you need to think about in retirement. And Vicki, you made a good point there. But I don't think it's a good time to start. When we look at our clients, it's a good time for them to do what we ask them to do every year. We come in and at least have one annual review. Many of our clients call us more than one time a year because they have multiple things going on. They may inherit money. They may have a CD that's matured that is not making anything. And you know, when our interest rates were higher, putting money in a CD or a mutual fund was not bad. But now, if you've got a CD that's paying you 0.1%, and inflation is running at 5 or 6%, we don't know what inflation is going to do next year. There's reports that it's going to hang around, but I don't have any crystal ball to tell me whether inflation next year is going to be 1%, 3%, 5%, 0. But the fact is, if you've got money sitting on the sideline in a CD that's making you 0.1%, I'm going to use $100,000 as an example. If it was worth $100,000 on January 1 of 2021, at the end of this year, it was worth about $94,000 with inflation running at 6%. Now, why would you want to just let your money sit and languish and make nothing, and in fact, just be worth less at the end of the year? So this is one thing we point out to people. Never let your money just sit there and not be working for you. You know, come in and talk to us. Let us show you how we can at least get you a better rate than that. And, you know, the other thing people worry about is, how long do you want to tie your money up? Well, we tie our money up in mortgages for 30 years. We tie our money up in 401ks while we're working for 30 years. Don't worry about how long you're tying your money up. Worry about whether your money is growing, whether your money is consistently growing, so that when you start taking it out, you can pay your bills. because that's one of the big things that a lot of people ran into this last year. If they lost their jobs, or if they got laid off, or if they just couldn't work as many hours, they couldn't make as much money, and they couldn't pay their monthly bills. Now, fortunately, we had a bunch of stimulus packages that kicked in and gave people extra money to get by. But that's what happens when you have a pandemic and you shut an entire economy down. Well, a lot of our clients had strategies last year, and do you know, they didn't lose any money. It was affected by inflation. I can't get away from that. But in many of our strategies, if you're looking to grow your money, I had a lot of fun making calls to folks last year saying, hey, this was the increase you had last year. This was the increase you had last year. I didn't have one client that I had to call and say, guess what? Your money went down in value because of you put it in one of our strategies. Now, did that happen in the stock market? Nope. If you had your money invested in the stock market, it went up and down. I'm not poo-pooing the stock market because we use stock market-like indexes to help people grow their money. That's why we want you to come talk to us, because we can show you how to help you secure your money. Secure your money so that you don't lose what you put in. When the stock market has good years, you participate in that growth. If the stock market has a 30% loss like it did last year, guess what? Your loss is zero.
Well, Gary, I think I still have to disagree with you when you say it's not the starting point, because I really do feel, after being in the business for a while and meeting and talking with people, man, it never really is too early or too late to start. At least if you're thinking about it, if you're young enough, okay, in your mid-40s or something like that, okay, well, maybe you might have some exceptional circumstances where you can retire early. Maybe you've done something outstanding. But as you're nearing like 50 years of age, or 52, mm-hmm. or 55, or if you're just tired of getting up doing that shift work and going in and out every day, working to, like, we have clients that are down on those state docks. Gosh, I love them, and I thank them every day, because on the windy, cool days like it is today, of course, the weather may have changed by the time this airs, but, I mean, they're down there freezing. Now, when you're in your 60s and mid-60s, you don't want to be sitting down on that dock working at 12 to 7 o'clock with that cold wind blowing through. That gets old after a while.
It sure does.
Then you have to start thinking. That might be a time where I know I would start thinking, man, I don't want to keep doing this. So I need to go talk with somebody. I need to look at how much longer I think I'm going to be able to do this, because it really could take a toll on you, you know, even health-wise.
Sure.
You know, I just really feel that it's never too late to start to even talk about it, reevaluate what you have, especially if you've had to start a new job and you've got something old sitting somewhere else in an old 401k or something like that. Man, that money is not doing anything for you. So you're actually costing yourself money. And when you talk about, you know, what are we not doing, you know, complacency. That's why you leave things sitting there, because you don't know if you're making a good decision or not. Well, we never know if we're going to make the right decision, but if we don't start somewhere, we won't give ourselves that ability to determine if the decision that we're making is the right one.
And you're right. I agree with what you're saying.
So that's why I think, you know, give us a call at our office. Go on our website. Even if you don't want to call the office and think you're going to get tied up with talking to somebody with some sales pitch, not going to happen with us. But if you are interested in sitting down and reevaluating something, or even re-looking over what you have just to gather information, calling our office at 251-625-1226.
That's 625-1226, or toll-free 877-251-1984.
And you're right. Give us a call. First thing I'll tell you, when you come into our office, you're not going to feel like you're being pressured to do anything. You know, the most important thing I think we can do when a client comes in is listen. And we do a lot of that. We do a lot of listening to ask, where are you and where do you think you are, or where am I? What do I want? You know, how much money do I need to live on in retirement? We can help you look at what you're getting from Social Security. We can help you look at what you're going to get for Social Security, even if you're not retired, and you can do that by yourself, but some people don't know how easy it is to go find that information. And I think that's, when you say it's never too late to start, maybe I should change what I'm saying to, it's never too late to change. Because if you're 65 years old and you've saved nothing and you're deeply in debt, I'm sorry, it's too late. You don't have enough time. And we've talked about this on the show many times. Time is your best friend when you're young. And a lot of people do start planning when they're young. They start contributing to a 401k or an individual retirement account because that's a way to put money in where your money grows tax deferred until you take it out. Now, with our parents, they look forward to being able to take money out and have a lower tax rate. Our taxes aren't probably going to be lower in the future than they are right now. But you're right. Come in and start planning. Come in and let us help you decide if you're putting the right amount of money in your 401k. I'll give you a tip right now. Always put in as much as your employer is matching. But over that, you might want to consider looking at a different strategy that might also let you do other things when you get closer to retirement. You know, And it's different for everybody that comes in. I wish I could say there was one little approach that would work for everybody, but it's not.
Well, Gary, what are some of the changes that you were seeing that were occurring at the end of the year that may affect us this year with like either a Social Security or a Medicare or things maybe that we should possibly look at, you know, making a plan for? Because I think, you know, one way to sabotage any financial future at all is not to plan ahead for any big expenses or any unexpected expenses.
Exactly.
I know we had someone talk to us the other day, and bless her heart, we love her so dearly, but she was really worried because she had a medication that cost $1,500 a month.
Right.
And she was really concerned. Her husband had just recently retired. They were just trying to get on the schedule or find some footing of how to manage their funds and how to readjust their whole lifestyle because he just retired. And she was really concerned about how was she going to pay for $1,500 a month for a drug that she needed.
Right.
So I think by you and Jim being able to show her a plan and how they could reallocate some of the funds and create an ideal retirement future for them, it gave her and him reassurance that they were going to be okay.
Yeah. And you know, what you're talking about is a healthcare expense. And after not having enough money to pay your bills, not being able to afford the healthcare that you need is the number two concern for people who are retiring, because healthcare is expensive and the cost of healthcare has been going up faster than inflation and faster than other costs for years and years. We're developing newer and newer therapies, which are great from the standpoint that we're keeping people well, but it's also extending our lifespan. And when you extend your lifespan, you have to spread your money over a longer period of time. So planning for healthcare expenses is one of the most important things that you can do once you're not working.
Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, which hosts this program, can help you with that planning. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. If you're listening on the weekend, write this number down or call and leave a message. It's a local call at 251-625-1226.
That's 251-625-1226.
Toll free is available at 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And just remember to go to Jim Bird, AskJimBird.com. I know, you know, you can get us in the office anytime from about 8 o'clock in the morning to around 4:30 or 5 in the afternoon. Sometimes we're there late on a Friday afternoon. We're usually not there on a Saturday, but we do make Saturday appointments to accommodate people's schedules who are working. You know, we understand you can't always get there between 9 and 5. And so we make sure that if you're interested in talking with us, we're gonna make ourselves available when you can get there. Because the most important thing that you can do, and you just mentioned this a minute ago, is not wait. don't procrastinate, because when you procrastinate, you just put off what you need to do in the amount of time you have left to work with. You know, more and more people today are retiring at 62 than any other age. So that presents a question for them. Should you take your Social Security at 62, or should you try to wait later on? Here again, I'm going to give you a free tip. Social Security has a cost of living adjustment every year that's guaranteed. Now, it was 6% this last year. That sounds really good. I hope we don't ever have a 6% COLA again, because that means it's tied to the consumer price index, and that's how much our cost of living has gone up. So if we can get inflation back under control and keep our cost of living from going up exponentially, then you can plan better. But Social Security has a guaranteed cost of living benefit every year, so that whatever you're going to get paid, you know, based on what's happening in the economy, it's going to grow some. The question is, do you want to take your Social Security at 62, or do you want to take it at 65 or 70? We can help you look at financial strategies where you might be able to use some of the money that you've saved so that you don't have to file for Social Security so early. Social Security grows at a pretty good rate from 62 to 65, and from 65 to 70, if you can find a way to extend it and draw on other resources. I think Jim quotes it grows at 6% per year. I'm not going to quote that exactly. Call our office and I'll have the exact figure for you. But anything you can do to push your Social Security benefits out will get you more money for the rest of your life. The good thing is we're living longer. Average age for a man right now, average lifespan is around 85, and for a woman, 87. And that means half of us are not going to live that long. Half of us are going to live longer than that. So it's not unusual for people to be living late into their 80s, their 90s. We see more and more people that are reaching 100. So we want to help you find a way to stretch those dollars that you need to pay your bills until you reach that final day. We don't know when that day is, but we certainly can help you plan for it. So procrastinating is absolutely the worst thing you can do. Probably the second worst thing is just to stay a course and don't make any changes. You know, if I'm on the water and I see a storm in front of me, I'm gonna alter course so that I don't go right through a storm. Same thing is true with your financial planning. There are things that we can help you look for where a potential storm later on can wreck or take money away from you in retirement. Well, one of those storms is looming in front of every one of us right now, and it's a tax train that is bearing down on us, and it is not about to slow down. Our tax rates right now are lower than they have been in many, many years. They were lowered in 2017, and they are due to go back up to the 2016 levels in 2026. So we have 4 more years of lower taxes, but in 2026, the federal government has to do nothing for our tax rates to increase, because it's already written in the tax law. And what does that mean? It means if you're in a 25% tax rate today and you wind up being in a 28% or a 38%, it means no matter what your return has been on your investments over a period of time, the IRS is going to take a bigger chunk of it, which leaves you less to spend. So part of our planning is planning for taxes later on down the road. If you believe taxes are going to be lower in your future, well, I hope you could be right, but you're one of a few that are saying, well, my taxes won't be higher. The only way you can really pay less taxes is to make less money. And if we've done our job right, you're going to have money that you can spend in retirement, and maybe not quite as much as what you had when you were working, but depending on what you've saved, we probably get you pretty close to that. Most people find that in retirement, they don't need less money per month than they did when they were working, because most of your expenses don't go away.
Yeah, Gary, I mean, you said a whole lot right there, and kind of what I was gathering up by what you were just talking about is, you know, think about the story that you want to tell in your life, you know, as part of being in retirement or looking toward your retirement, you know, and that can help guide you through the choices that you make. I mean, how do you know if you're making the right decisions or not if you don't know where you're going and you don't know what you want to do? You know, but saying that you're going to cut half of your spending in retirement just really does seem unrealistic, especially in the time that we're in right now, because spending time in retirement really falls with age and sometimes not by choice, as we're seeing. And I think sometimes as you're going back into that, most retirees do have to cut back on some of their things that they would enjoy doing. You know, I know a lot of our clients are back doing the cruise ship kind of thing right that, you know. They had to cut back on that, and boy, they didn't like that. Let me tell you, they were just waiting to get back out there and to do some of those things. But that also allowed them to start looking at where their money was going, to kind of get a handle on how they were spending things and how much money they actually had freed up to do those fun things that they wanted to do now, so that they could redirect their thoughts toward some of their goals and things of that nature. But I mean, you know, coming in and getting a fresh thought about where you are now and in retirement, I mean, I think it's always a good idea to rebalance anything that you have at least once a year. You made reference to that earlier. You know, we talk with our clients way more than once a year, and we connect with them, but a lot of them just are like, okay, well, we're good, we're happy. You know, we talk with them more about their personal things, like what trip they had or grandbabies or things like that, than them being worried about what they're in and as far as their security that they have helped build with us, that we've helped them build.
But it's funny, you know, I mean, we know some of our clients' dogs' names.
We do.
Because they bring them to the office.
That's great.
But, I mean, but you have to really kind of stop and ask yourself, how often do you actually consider your goals? You know, if you're not generating enough of retirement income, maybe you might need a new strategy. You know, if some of those things, if you're looking to, like, make up for a low interest rate or something, you know, you should always be on the lookout, as you refer to taxes, for tax minimizing opportunities. Because maybe those might help harvest some of your investment losses, you know. And there's just a whole lot of different things to consider, especially now and 3 years later. I mean, we are not in the same position we were 3 years ago.
No,
we can't think the same way we thought 3 years ago. Our lives, our whole economic system, everything has changed. And while we seem to be getting back onto some of the semblances of normalcy, you know, right now, this is the time, folks, beginning in the year, you know, make a plan, reevaluate, start fresh, see how you've been impacted, and give us a call at our office. And one thing I'll let you know about our website, theaskjimbird.com, if you go on there, I will respond back to you. I monitor that 24/7.
Do you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I check it all the time.
She lives, eats, and breathes.
They don't call me the 24/7 lady for nothing. So for one of our listeners, he knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Vicki Miller is the Director of Operations, and Gary Garner is insurance professional with Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Encouraging you to have that review. Start fresh with a new year. Portfolio review, complimentary consultation, simply by picking up the phone or sending an email. 625-1226, toll free 877-251-1984, or askjimbird.com. You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential
potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.